Okay, we're going to start Daf Gimel. We did it again. We're going to chazer again. Daf Gimel to make sure everybody it's on tape. Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on top of the page. So we said that there are three opinions as to where the machlokas in the Mishnah is going. Talking about Mishnah says higher than 20 is possible. According to Yehuda's kasher, that's the machlokas. Three opinions. One opinion is it's only when the walls don't reach a schach, and the second opinion is it's only where a small sukkah that's 4x4 amis, and the third opinion is a small sukkah that's zayin al zayin tvachim. So now that only fits the proof of Yehuda according to the first opinion. Yehuda says, "I'll prove you by a queen sukkah, that the sukkah was higher than 20 amis, and the chacham didn't say anything to prove that higher than 20 amis is kosher." So that only fits the first opinion, that the walls don't go up to the top. Makes sense of what a queen would sit in such a sukkah. But the other two opinions that were taught, the whole machlekes is a sukkah katana. Doesn't make sense that a hilni amak would sit in a sukkah katana. Top line of Gimel and Aleph. El, the mandi yama sukkah katana machlekes. But according to the mandi yama, that the whole machlekes behuda and the chachamim is. By a small sukkah, in fact, the gemara, the chidaka shalmaka, leishiv, a sukkah katana? Question mark. Does it make sense that a malka would sit in a sukkah katana if she sit in a small sukkah? And Rashi says not because it doesn't fit her, but rather because her servants and her misharsim and her naraiseha and her mate and her people that help her in the palace need a place to stay. It can't be just for one person. We're talking about a sukkah that's made in small little rooms. So of course he has a large sukkah for, he could hold 100 people, but in many different rooms. And the room, each room was smaller than, it was 4x4 or zayin by zayin. At least dalet al dalet. Many rooms of dalet al dalet. And that was the sukkah that Hilni Amalka was sitting in with her seven kids, and said one of them at least over Bar Chinuch. And Rav Adar didn't say anything. It was higher than 20 amos. So obviously, Rav Yehuda says, obviously higher than 20 amos is a kosher. Back to Gemara, another kasha, the fourth line from the top. Is it the way of a queen to sit in such a sukkah? What's the kasha? In other words, the half of meaning was you need room for all the servants. So the Gemara says, "Ah, many different rooms. Each servant stays in one room." And then the Gemara says, "It's not the derech either. It's not like she needs room for many people. She needs a welcoming room for many people, which is more than one per person." Not one person per room. It's more than one person per room. That's how a queen welcomes people. It's not one person per room. It's many people. So therefore, she has to have big rooms. So the Gemara said, you're right. She doesn't need more than one big room. She has a small room in it. She could have small rooms in the big sukkah. She could have a massive sukkah the size of Yankee Stadium. But she has a small room in it. And Rashi says, for Sneas, she stayed in a small room. Aye, that small room was higher than 20 amos. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's a proof that higher than 20 amos is kosher. And the Rabbanan can say it's no proof because the boys weren't with her in that room. That's what the Gemara is going to say now. Rabbanan sabri b'nei v'sukkah ma'al yahaviyasi. Your Rabbanan is going to hold her kids were in the big sukkah. V'ihi yasu b'kitonis mishum sniyusa kama. And she sat in the small sukkah because it's news. Shum hachi lo amar l'adavar, period. And that's why they didn't say anything. Yehuda saw her. Yehuda said, no, but now gabo aviyasi. Her kids would sit with her. Afilu hachi lo amar l'adavar, period. And still, they didn't say, chacham didn't say anything. So the kids stayed with her in her little tiny room. It was higher than 20 amos, and they wasn't to say anything. Obviously, it's higher than 20 amos is kosher. The only question is, Rashi asked, that's good 4x4, but 7x7 tefachim. How do you get 7 little kids? Or 7 maybe not such little kids. How do you get them in 7x7 tefachim? with her. I mean, it sounds like the Gemara says Gaba with her. I don't know. So in the picture we saw, it was like they back to back. They squished back to back. Each one, like from here to here, was a tefach. That's seven. Rashi says that the table was outside, and they were. I mean, I saw pshat in Rashi. That means like this: they were sitting on the table. They were leaning into her little sukkah because they wanted to be next to her. So Rashi Veruba, head and most of their body was in their little sukkah, and still the Rabbana didn't say anything. But if they would stay in the big sukkah, it wouldn't be a problem. But since they leaned into the little seven of them, leaned into the little sukkah with her, we didn't see a picture of that. So, but Rashi at the end doesn't like the pshat. He says too dachuk to say that seven kids could fit in such a small sukkah. So this is not answering. This is definitely a kasha still on Rechanan bar Rabba. This is not answering his opinion. It's only answering the 4x4, only Rav Huna. Yeah? This is what we did so far? Clear? Let's move on. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak said, Allah, Tzrich Shtei Machzek, Zerei Sheruva V'Shulchanai. The minimum size sukkah has to hold Rosh Ruba V'Shulchanai. His head, most of his body, which means most of the body means it doesn't have to be legs. That's what it means. Head and most of the body means you don't need to have your legs there. Sometimes your legs get in the way, and you want to sit, when you sit on the floor, legs have to stick out. So that doesn't have to be in the sukkah. But Herosho, Verubo, and Shochano have to be in the sukkah. And we said that's seven tefachim by seven tefachim. Amalei Rababa Keman Kibei Shamai. Are you going like limiting yourself like Bishamai? Because we'll see later that's his opinion, and I said Rosh Ruba Shulchanah, because Rabbi Hillel would say it's only Rosh Rubo. So Rashi says, Rashi says Kibesh Shami. Do you Rabbi Hillel like Boy Shulchanah? Because then come on Parak Yoshin. Rabbi Hillel doesn't need a table. You just need, eat a sandwich in your hands. You don't need a table. So you're going like Bishamai? Yeah, when you're eating soup. Yeah, you can hold this bowl of soup in your hands. Super. Oh, Yaakov says. Amalei, Elikaman, of course. Who else am I going like? That was his response. In other words, obviously, I'm going like Bishamai. That's one way of reading it. Another way of reading it is Ikka de Amri, some say like this. Amar Ab Abba, Amar Lachmani, who are you going like? Like he doesn't understand. Who are you going like? Who says Rav Shuruba Shulchanu? Amalei Bishamai, he says Bishamai. But like Tosas Mina. And do not move from it. Even though normally we move from Beis Shammai, we go to Beis Hillel. These are one of the six places, Taisa says, that we go like Beis Shammai. But obviously you see, the Gemara is hesitant about going like Beis Shammai. Because it's not normal to pass like Beis Shammai. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak is going to challenge that assumption that we have to go according to Beis Shammai. Maskif la Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. In my the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel the Sukkah Katana Pligi. How do you know the whole Machlokes Beis Shammai is talking about this in the first place? A small sukkah, the smallest size of a sukkah, that you have to say that when you say Rosh Ruba Shulchan, you're going according to Beis Shammai of Rosh Ruba Shulchan, 7x7. Maybe they're not even arguing about a small sukkah. Maybe they're only arguing about a large sukkah. A person sitting on the opening of the sukkah. Shulchan b'teich habayis, and his table's in the house. And what's the machlokes? The Beis Shammai sarvig zegzvin and shem yamashach achar shulchano. Beis Shammai says, holds, we decree, maybe you'll be drawn after your table. Beis Hillel sarvig zegzvin and Beis Hillel holds, we don't make it to such a decree. In other words, yes, you got it a little mixed up. It's not about the table in the sukkah. It's about if the table's out of the sukkah in a big sukkah. Is that a problem or not? Bishami says that's a problem because you may move to, you have your roast beef on the table and you're sitting in the sukkah, but your table's in the house. You may go, I want to get that bad. And you end up moving out of the sukkah. You'll pull yourself into the house because people are drawn to food. Or you say, no, person will stay. Remember, I'm going to have to stay in the sukkah. That's machleg v'sham still. Who says machleg is sukkah katana at all?
So what's machleg is rosh over rubo? In other words, if you're talking about a bigger sukkah, we wouldn't even have to say rosh.
No, because like the picture we saw, which is somewhere, Menachem has it. Can I see it? Rosh rubo shulchano. No, leave it open. That's right there. Rosh rubo shulchano. On the wrong page. Here. He's sitting in a big sukkah, but his head and his majority is in the sukkah. Legs don't have to be in the sukkah. and the tables in the house.
Oh, so we're not saying it has to fit in there. We're saying it has to be in there.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Now, there are Rishayim, I don't want to get into it now, but there are Rishayim who connect the two Machlekes. Oh, we'll see in a minute when we get to two Machlekes. But right now, we're saying, how do we know the Machlekes, Mishalim, Bezil, is a small Sukkah? What you just said is that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok said, Halacha, Rosh, the minimum size Sukkah is Tricha, Shete, Machzekes, Rosho, Rubo, Shekhano. The minimum size Sukkah is it has to hold your head, most of your body, not your legs, don't worry about your legs, you stick your legs out, and your table. That's only according to Beis Shammai, not Beis Hillel. Now we're saying, who says? Maybe Beis Shammai and Hillel are not even arguing about a small sukkah. Maybe Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are not arguing about a small sukkah. They're only arguing about a large sukkah that's at least 4x4. Or at least 7x7. I don't know. Whatever. No, a large sukkah. No, larger than 4x4. And you're happy to be. Your table's in the house. Is that a problem or not? Beis Shammai is a problem. Beis Hillel is not a problem.
So why am I second?
You're doing that for 7 kids
and
Hillel and Malka because
they all
could put their heads in, and just
all
the
all
seven kids
make
that fit, so they all
could
put their heads in, and all the feet
could
be out.
You know, like on the sofa, all sit on the floor, like back to back, and
one feet
would be out.
Maybe by
Hilmi Hamalka. What's it? Same thing.
Ooh, you're asking a good question. It depends who we hold like, right? If we hold like Beis Shammai, that if your table is in. No, it's not a problem because there the table was in the big sukkah, which is also was definitely kosher, right?
Because
Jamie Yemoshik after shulchanos is only where the problem is when the shulchan's in the house, not when a place where you're not yotzei.
No, it's the seven kids.
Right.
Remember to the cafe.
Right.
Maybe they could just put their heads in.
Right.
Oh, if he could be out.
Right. That's exactly what we said before. Right. Exactly. Good point.
But
right.
No, it's so hard.
It's still hard, but it's right. It was a dough cake, literally. You know, another word dough cake means a pressed answer. It's a dough cake answer. You got to press them in. Right.
We're saying that the machlokas might not be a minimum shear.
Right.
But then why would the word machzekas?
We'll see. That's a good. Gemara's going to ask that question. Dekanami, it's meduyik like that also. When you say the word machzekas, where do you see the word machzekas?
The original thing was halacha tzricha shetiyeh machzekas rosh.
Oh, that's what Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok says.
But isn't that now what we're discussing?
That's what Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok says. The question is that Rav Abba said that's like Beis Shammai. Now we're asking, how do you know that's like Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai maybe never discussed the small of machzekas sukkah.
Right, but then why did Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok say the word machzekas? He's obviously
his own thing. Came up with his own thing. I don't know. His own mistake.
Maybe we're disagreeing.
We'll figure it out later where that comes from. But you can't tell me that you know that comes from Beis Shammai. Who says we know? We don't know. I don't know where he got it from. He got it from himself. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. That's what he decided.
Wait, and now let's discuss conceptually what is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel arguing.
Right. We're trying to pin that to Beis Shammai. You can't pin that to Beis Shammai.
Not in that statement. That statement just introduced the concept of the argument of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now we're trying to figure out what was the argument.
Right. We thought the argument was a small machzekes sukkah. Now we're saying, who says? Maybe it's a machzekes sukkah zrinan or not. Now what's interesting is the Taisus says, the Beis Shammai says, Kazrin Hashem Yemashach Achas Shulchana, it means you're not Yotze at all. You're not Yotze at all. Midoraisa, you should be Yotze. It's just a Gzeira. You're not Yotze even Midoraisa. So, I don't want to get into now, but Taisus says even the Rabbanon can make it that it's considered a dir. It's called a diras rucha. Rabbanon are saying it's considered an uncomfortable dwelling where you always pull to a different location. And it's not considered it's kain tiduru. So it could be you're not even yosef midaraisa. If it's a gzeir shem yemashik achos shulchanik, that's not the way people normally live. So this says gazrin, and it's not only the Rabbanon not yotze midaraisa not yotze. Here. The Dekanami, I don't want to get into that, but let's stick to the words here. The Dekanami, it's also punctilious like this. It's Meduyik, I made up that word, I think. Diktani, it says in the Braisa, Mishai Raisha Rubai, watch these words. A person that happened to be head and most of his body, Besukkah. Vishukhan, Vitachabayis, Vishamai Paisilin, Vishil Machshirin. Vishamai says, no good. Basil says kosher. So he says poislin. That's what Tyson says. Poislin means you're not Yotze at all. Sukkah's poslin. Still kosher. Bim Isa. Now, if it's true that it's arguing about a small sukkah like you entertained originally, machzekas ve'ed machzekas ve'bayalei. Exclamation point. It should say whether it holds or doesn't hold. It says, Misha Haya. Mishmaya means it happened to be a guy was sitting in a sukkah and his table's in the house. Sounds like a big sukkah. Doesn't sound like a small sukkah. Because if it's talking about a small sukkah, it should say, Machzekes. Right? It should say, what was the words Rashi said? Dim Isa, Mishir Sukkah Gluvi. Listening, Sukkah Hamachzekes, Rosh Ruba Shukhanek Shera. Mishain Machzekes, Elekade Rosh Ruba, Bishami Pais, Lume Sil Machshir. She said it like that. If it only can contain Rosh Shivarubo, if it's so small, 6x6, then Machlok Zvisham Mezil. It doesn't say that. It says, guy happened to be sitting in a sukkah, eating his chicken soup, and his table happened to be with the chicken soup in the house. He's sitting in the sukkah right by the door. That's what it says in the Bible. Sounds like to me a big sukkah or a small sukkah?
Small sukkah.
Sounds like no. It sounds like a big sukkah or a small sukkah. If you say what? A big sukkah.
He's
sitting, because it doesn't say if the sukkah holds Rosh Shavarubo. It says if he's sitting at the door of the sukkah and is with Rosh Shavarubo in the sukkah and his table's in the house.
Why would he be doing that?
Why are we doing that? You say, what is that? It's hot outside, like we had on sukkahs. More air conditioning. Gewaldig, Menachem. That's gewaldig. No, but you hear the shock of a tire that just went up. It was unbelievable. He said, why would he be doing that? Obviously, it's a small sukkah. I was like, no, it's not a small sukkah. It's a big sukkah. So why are we doing that? Menachem said, because it's air conditioning.
No, but they didn't have it.
What? You don't even need air conditioning. This sukkah, it was cooler. And the first 2 days of sukkah, or at least the second day of sukkah, it was cooler outside the sukkah than inside the sukkah. So he wants to get some air. Right? Doesn't have to be b'tzach habayit. It could be outside the sukkah.
Yeah, it could be his wife set the table inside. For whatever reason.
Right, his wife wants to sit with his wife. And his wife doesn't like the sukkah. It's too cold or too hot, whatever. And she's inside on the other side of the table. He's outside on the other side of the table. Right? Right. I'll give you another example. You ever see those sukkahs? Yeah, it was cooler. Ever see those sukkahs where inside the house,
cool,
where the roof opens up?
Cool. Yeah.
So there we go. The guy's table is over here under the roof, and he happens to be. He looks up. He says, "I'm right under the schach. Perfect." So his table's there. It doesn't have to be. Does the table have to be in the sukkah too? He's sitting in the sukkah. They still said kosher. Now it's interesting language, possible kosher, right? Yeah, don't have that language. It's recording. Yeah. Fine. Let's go back there. Don't talk about it. So we have a diak from the Braisa. We have a diak from the Braisa. We're talking about a big sukkah. Because it was talking about a small sukkah, it should say the word machzekes. Practi Gemara. Yeah, right. That's like a house sukkah. Practi Gemara.
How's that temporary?
That roof is temporary. Back to Gemara, but sukkah. Right, sukkah. Right. Back to Gemara, but sukkah tana like pligi. Well, you can't say that. You can't say they're not arguing about a small sukkah b'sham b'sil. They have to be talking about a small sukkah also, at least. How come? Vatanya, it says in the Braisa,
Daddy, let's say you don't have sukkahs like this, right? So then, when you put your schach on it, then it's not for a furnace. Like that.
That's a very good question. I think it is still four corners, but it's a very good question. You think about that one. I think it doesn't matter if it goes up and down. It's okay. Four corners on the bottom. Four walls. Yeah. Sukkatana like pligi. Sukkatana, they don't argue. Vatani says in the Brice, the Machzek is Rosh Shavarubo Shachano Kshera. Machzek is Rosh Shavarubo Shachano Kshera. If it holds Rosho, Rubo, Mishukhano, that means 7x7 Svachim. Kshera. Rabbi, Yoyime, Rabbi says no. Achi, hey, Ba Arba Amis Al Arba Amis. Yes, to hold 4x4 Amis. That's one Braisa. Again, one Braisa says Machzekes, Rosho, Rubo, Shukhano. How many Tvachim is that? Rosho, Rubo, and Shukhano. 7x7. Rebbe says a whole different thing. It's 4x4. But the Tanakhama says 7x7. The Tani Idacha is another Braisa. Rebbe Omer, Rabbi says again, Kol Sukkah she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos b'stula, if it doesn't have 4x4 puzzle, that's consistent with Rabbi. The Chacham Rabbi Ma'afilu ein ma'chzekes ela rosha v'rubo k'sheira. Chacham says even if it holds, just rosha v'rubo is kosher. How much is rosha v'rubo? Just rosha v'rubo. How much is rosha v'rubo? No, rosha v'rubo v'shulchano is 7x7. What's just rosha v'rubo? 6x6. 6x6.
Some people say that.
No, 6x6. Because a person's width is an amma, amma by an amma. Six tvachim, an amma is six tvachim in it. So it's 6x6. Oh, the leaning sheet. All right. Oh, very good. Moshe Menachem. You're right. Okay. But it's definitely not 7x7. It's definitely not 7x7. So it's a machle. So two brises are arguing on each other. One says 7 tvachim, one says 6 tvachim. Vilu Shulchano like Tani, and it doesn't say anything about Shulchano. Kashi and Adadi, these two prices are contradict kashas on each other. Elav Shemamina. Rather, we see from here, Habe Shammai, Habe Silal. One price that says 7 Tvachim is Beis Shammai, and the other price that says 6 Tvachim is Beis Hillel. So what do you see from here? You see that they argue. Thank you.
Don't bother with me.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Amen. So the machlek is whether 7 or 6 tvachim is the machlek of the Shammai Sil. So you see, Shammai Sil are arguing about a small sukkah. You see, Shammai and Sil are arguing about a small sukkah. You know what? It's a little distracting. Stand over here. Are arguing about a small sukkah. So, let's do a little bit. Amar Mar Zutra. Mar Zutra said, Masnisa Nami Deka. Our Mishnah also is Meduyak like that. Deka is Meduyak. It's punctilious. I don't know how that good word I made up, but it's Medayak. It fits exacting. The words fit exactly. Mizikhtani, from the fact that it states in our Mishnah, Beishame Poslin. Did you notice that when you read the words before? Or Beisil Makshirin. What does Poslin mean?
Not kosher.
Not kosher. Now, if you're talking about a big sukkah and he's standing and he's with his table in the house, does it make sense to say something's not kosher? Or are you going to say he's not yotzei?
Kosher, but the fact is
his sukkah's kosher, but he's not yotzei, right? The fact is his puzzle sounds like from our Mishnah we're also talking about a small sukkah.
Why do we need a shear for this sukkah? Why can't we just say if you fit in it with your table, then it's good? Because it is really skinny person.
No, because everything that's has shiurim, like a gazayas this year. But everybody has different amounts of filling. A gazayas this year. The Torah wasn't given for individual shiurim. It was given to one shiur for all.
But isn't this the whole purpose of the shiur, that you fit in it with your table?
No. The whole purpose of the shiur is that it should be called the sukkah. Once it's a sukkah, then listen, if a guy's obese, he doesn't fit in a sukkah that's massive. He's Yotze Min HaKlal. The Klal has to be, there's a general Klal of what is a normal shear for a sukkah. Then it's standard.
Torah
is not given shear and shear, and it doesn't, not given into separate.
The Machlek is over here, isn't there? We said that you need the table in your sukkah, because otherwise.
So watch those drinks. Then. Yeah. Right?
But don't trip on the Gemara.
Okay, boys, maybe it's time to go upstairs now. Mikey and Lizzie, please go upstairs. Go upstairs now, okay? Frak to Gemara, Vim Isa. One second, let me just finish this and then we'll talk after. Vim Isa, and if it's true that they're arguing about a big sukkah, you should say Bishami says you're not Yotzei, and Basil says you are Yotzei. You shouldn't say Pasul and Kasher.
Why is he such a big sukkah?
The only Kasha is, again, so what are we arguing about? Obviously we're arguing about a small sukkah, because it says Pasul and Kasher. Our mission is about Alakasha Mishahaya, but the only kasha is Mishahaya. Mishahaya is the earlier words that says if a person happened to be. It doesn't say Machzekes. So now we're getting the other side that we're talking about big sukkah. So the Gemara says you're right. Loilambit, really? That's so good. Loilambit, everybody see it? Loilambit, Tarati, please. They're arguing about both. Tarati means both. Pligi b'sukkah ktana or pligi b'sukkah gedola. They're arguing about a small sukkah and a big sukkah. V'chsuri mechsura, and you're lacking words, v'chiktani. And this is what it states. Mishaya Raisha Ruba Bisukka Bashukar Bayis, if a person has his head and most of his body in the sukkah, and his head is in the house, Bishami Arim La Yotza. Bishami says you're not Yotza because you may go and be drawn after your sukkah. Bisil Arim Yotza, Bisil Yotza, you don't make it such a gzair. That's one machlokis. Bishain the machzakis elakade Rosh Ruba Bavad. And the second machlokus is, if the sukkah doesn't, that's where the machzak, only holds Moshe of Aruba alone, the Shami Postlin, Beisil Machshir, and that's where the words Postle and Kasher come in. The Shami says Postle, and Beisil says it's Kasher. Why? Because that's another machlokus. We have two machlokus in small sukkah, the Shami Silo, large sukkah, the Shami and Beisil. Now, some are trying to say they're linked. The reason why Beishami says that Rosh Aruba Mishulchano, a small sukkah has to have it size of a table, is because he always holds that the table has to be in a sukkah, otherwise you may get drawn after it. So it makes sense. He's consistent with his other opinion about the large sukkah. And Tosfos says they're disconnected. Just because we pass him like Beishami regarding a small sukkah doesn't mean we have to pass him like Beishami regarding a large sukkah. He says the reason is, he says because one is the minimum size of a normal sukkah, and the other is just a gzeira whether a person will walk out of the area. It's not saying there's anything wrong with his dira. Anyway, we'll talk about that another time. But we hold like Beishame Lagabi the small sukkah, the large sukkah, whether you can have a table in the house is a machlekes.